Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood.
Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC, a registered broker-dealer.
Spiritually speaking, millions of people walk around asleep every day. They're asleep to what's going on. They're asleep to what's going on in the world. They're asleep to Bible prophecy. And most of all, they're asleep to God. They don't hear the knock on the door. They don't hear the call of Jesus Christ saying, "Behold, I come quickly." Too many of us are so asleep spiritually that we aren't hearing the voice of the Holy Ghost saying, "Watch and pray. Take heed at the signs of the times." Jesus Christ is asking us to wake up. He is asking us to wake up to God. The Lord wants us to wake up to the fact that there is a heaven and a hell. There is a day of judgment. If someone is driving down the road and they doze off or their attention wanders, they could very well miss some of the road signs telling them where to go. God has given us, His children, many signs to watch out for. The Word of God is filled with signs to let us know that time is wrapping up. This world will not last forever. And that's good news. I don't know about you, but heaven, from what I've read about heaven, it seems to be the better place. No more tears. No more sorrow. Only joy. Only peace. Oh, to be in the presence of the Lord for all of eternity. To be far away from the sickness and disease of this world. To be done with natural disasters and devastation. The Bible tells us in John chapter 14, verse 2 to 3, "In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also." It's good news that God is going to bring an end to this wickedness and restore us to our heavenly homes. However, until that day comes, the Lord has provided us with road signs to warn us that the time is near. He has provided us with clear signs so that we should know that the end is near. The Bible tells us that people will pop up claiming to be the Christ or to be the Messiah, but warns us not to listen. In other words, when Jesus returns, we won't need to go around telling each other about it because everyone will know. When the Lord returns, there is no need for anyone to make a video and announce it. We will all see Him in the clouds, in all His glory and majesty. Luke 21, verse 9 says, But when you hear of wars and commotions, do not be terrified. For these things must come to pass first, but the end will not come immediately.
Everybody just wants to live their life in peace. And yet, without even realizing it, we face an enormous amount of pressure every day. We face pressure from our society, our peers, even our friends and colleagues at work. Pressure to achieve worldly success and pleasure, to accumulate wealth, to find lasting romantic love. None of these are necessarily bad things, but the world put these things in place of God, and often encourages sin in the pursuit of them. It's easy to fall into conformity, to do what unbelievers do and to be as they are. But as Christian men and women, we are called to model our lives on Christ. We're called to live in a godly manner, fearing the Lord and obeying Him, even when it doesn't make sense to the rest of the world. Romans 12, verse 2 says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect." The opposite of conformity is a renewed mind. The way God views the world and our lives is counterintuitive to everything our culture teaches. Therefore, we must be willing to let Him change us and reteach us how to think. Then we will be equipped to live a life that is pleasing to Him. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 14 to 16 says, "As obedient children, do not be conformed to the passions of your former ignorance, but as He who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct, since it is written, 'You shall be holy, for I am holy.'" The reason the world acts the way it does is because of ignorance. They do not comprehend the beauty and the worth of the gospel. They do not understand that what God has in store for them is infinitely better than the empty promises of sin. But God has opened our eyes. He has called us out of our ignorant ways and to something greater. 2 Corinthians 7, verse 1. "Since we have these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from every defilement of body and spirit, bringing holiness to completion in the fear of God." In the Old Testament, the Hebrew people would perform ritual cleansings after encountering anything unclean. What if we showed that same kind of dedication to the spots of worldliness in our lives? What if we were determined to make a clean break with any habit, any behavior, any attitude not pleasing to God? 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 21 says, "Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from what is dishonorable, he will be a vessel for honorable use, set apart as holy, useful to the master of the house, ready for every good work." Oftentimes, we act like the world because we're afraid of stepping on toes. We're afraid of the ridicule or the criticism we might even receive if we show ourselves to be true followers of Christ. And deep down, we're afraid that somehow by letting go of this world, we might be missing out. But when we separate ourselves from this world, we are not depriving ourselves of any good thing. Rather, we are taking hold of the promises of God, which are far greater. None of us know what the future holds. None of us know what this year will have in store for us. We all have plans. We've all marked certain dates on the calendar. We have places to be and people to see. But regardless of all your plans, put God first. Now, we are living in a day and age where there are many distractions. Many things call for your attention. However, not everything should get your attention. We are living in a day and age where we hear of wars and rumors of wars. But let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. Those were the words of Jesus Christ. And those are the words we should hold on to. We're living in a day and age where the spirit of fear is dominating much of society. There is fear when you think of the economy. We have experts that are constantly warning of an incoming economic collapse. There is fear when you think of your health. It seems like every other week there is a new risk, a new variant, or a new study that tells you of more danger. There is so much fear in this world, but once again, let me tell you the words of Jesus Christ. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. We are living in a day and age where there are wild conspiracy theories. Theories that if you pay attention to and if you follow them, you'll only be left fearful, confused, and mistrusting of everyone and everything. Don't let that noise be a distraction to you. What you should do is, let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. All in all, the message that I am trying to put across to you is that there will be certain things that you hear in this world, things that will conjure up the spirit of fear, but don't let these things overpower your faith. Hold on to God's word. There will be certain things that you will see in this world, things that will conjure up the spirit of fear, things that may possibly discourage you. But don't let these things overpower your faith. Hold on to God's word. And I want you to only focus on Jesus Christ. Only focus on him, because pastors can fall from grace. And some will fall because they are people. And the Bible clearly says in Romans 3:10, there is none righteous, no, not one. And if you read Romans 3, verse 23, the Bible goes on to say, for all have sinned.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holiday install to get started. Lowe's, we help you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.
And fall short of the glory of God. What I'm trying to tell you is that the best role model you can follow is Jesus Christ. The best example we have is that of Jesus Christ in the Bible. So don't look to another man or woman. Look to Jesus. Don't look to the pastor, the bishop, the evangelist, or anyone else. Look only to Jesus, because pastors will be caught up in scandals. People will be caught up in scandals, and they will disappoint you. But Jesus Christ will never disappoint you.
It doesn't matter how unworthy, how unqualified, or how unlucky you think you are. If God is for you, then no one can be against you. If he says he's on your side, you better believe he's going to march you to victory. 100% guaranteed. No guesswork involved. His promises are greater than the predictions of man. So when the world tells you that you've got no chance, or when the devil tells you to just give up, stand firm in your faith. Keep on pushing forward. Your ability to overcome hardship is not predetermined by statistical analysis or a roll of the dice. Your future rests in the hands of God. and He will equip you with whatever you need for the battle ahead. Because of the favor and providence of God, you can look at any situation and say, with man, this is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. Need I remind you that God's word also says in Jeremiah 29, verse 11, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." Or in Matthew 11, verses 28 through 30, God reaches out to us and says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." As well as placing our hope in God and holding on to Him, we are also encouraged to be joyful and to have a grateful and thankful heart in all circumstances. Paul's message to us in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 to 18, is still just as important and relevant today as it was back in his time. He encourages us by saying, "Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." If we can live out these words, if we can just hold on to God no matter what, we can overcome all the obstacles and troubles we face in this world.
Do my actions match my faith? Do my words match up to the Word of God? Do I recite Bible verses, but when it comes to putting them into practice, I don't follow them? Does my life match up to God's expectation of a believer who walks by faith? And I encourage you to pray for the Lord to open your eyes so that you can really examine yourself. When you open yourself up for correction, you'll find that the Holy Spirit will begin to convict you more and more. You'll begin to see you can't live like this. You can't continue to live knowing the Word of God but not acting like it. You can't continue to say you love Jesus but hate Janet down the street. You can't continue to say, "Lord, Lord," but secretly lust after your neighbor's wife. We have to examine ourselves because God is not to be played with. He's not a God you can just mix in with your stuff. You can't have one foot in the things of Jesus Christ and one foot in this world. Examine what you tolerate, saints. Because God doesn't tolerate a dabbler or a lukewarm Christian. He doesn't tolerate one who dabbles in a bit of holiness and then in a bit of sin. You can't just mix God in with everything else in the world. He is God above all. Isaiah 40 verses 25 and 26 say, "To whom then will you compare me, that I should be like him, says the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high and see, who created these? Who brings out their host by number, calling them all by name, by the greatness of his might, and because he is strong in power? Not one is missing. Indeed, we need to reverence God. And we can begin to do this by examining our lives through the standard of His Word.
When the devil tried to condemn me, I found there to be no condemnation in Christ. When the devil pointed at my weakness and laughed, I found that the grace offered to me by the Lord was sufficient for me. And in my weakness, His strength is made perfect. I truly love Jesus Christ because when Satan called for me to be cast away, when he tried to tell me that I was unworthy of love because of sin, I found there to be an invitation to approach the mercy seat of Christ. I found an open invitation to come boldly to the throne of grace. so that I may maintain mercy and find help in the time of need.
Examine what you tolerate. This is interesting because we all build up a tolerance for something. You exercise enough, your muscles build up a tolerance, and you need more resistance. You live in a dysfunctional environment long enough, and you'll begin to think that that's the norm. You'll even find that the more time you spend around a group of vulgar and foul-mouthed people, the more of a tolerance you'll have for foul and dirty language. This is the same with sin. You entertain the thought of doing it for long enough, eventually, you'll fall. Should you then compromise and continue to fall into that same sin, then you will find that your conscience becomes hardened. Your heart will become hardened. And if you tolerate it for long enough, that sin will no longer be a bad sin. You'll start calling it a mistake. You'll start justifying it. And I say all of this so that you will recognize how important it is to honestly evaluate yourself.
I found myself saying words that I never thought I would say in my life. It was good for me that I was afflicted, because although I was afflicted, I came out of that struggle knowing that God will never leave me nor forsake me. Although I was hard pressed on every side, I was never crushed. Although I was perplexed, I was never in despair. I may have been persecuted, but God never abandoned me.
The Lord sometimes uses our troubles to remind us that He is a deliverer. He is a savior. He is our hope and rescue. And the thing is, with some of us, it takes trouble. It takes a tough situation to finally get us on our knees and pray. As Christians, we have to come to the point of realization that there's a battle going on for our soul. But God has already provided the path to our ultimate victory through His grace and mercy.
Life brought me to my knees. It made me go and seek a power that is bigger than anything I had access to. My problems, as many as they were, made me seek divine intervention, a supernatural solution that was beyond the natural resources of a doctor, a psychologist, or a therapist. Where I once stood tall and relied on my own skills, my own resources, life took me to the feet of God, asking for forgiveness, begging for mercy. I wasn't worthy, but I was still loved. I wasn't faithful, but I was still forgiven. And for anyone else who may be going through what I went through, for anyone else who may need this word of encouragement, I want to tell you that although you may be hard pressed on every side, but you are not crushed. You might be discouraged, but you are not destroyed. Although you are perplexed, you have not been driven to despair. The bottom line is, regardless of how bad or how messed up you think your situation is, you are not forsaken.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.